Chapter 2. Paul recounts the history of the gospel in Thessalonica. Brethren, you know our visit to you, that it has not been found vain. For you know previously in Philippi we suffered, and were spitefully treated, and even amid much opposition, we were bold in our God to tell you about the gospel of God. For our appeal is not of error, nor of uncleanness, nor in deceit, but even as we have been approved of God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tests our hearts. For neither at any time were we found using words of flattery, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Nor seeking glory of men, neither from you nor from others, when we might have claimed authority as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle in the midst of you, as when a nurse cherishes her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For brethren, you remember our labour and distress, working night and day, so that we would not burden any of you while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily and righteously and unblameably we behaved ourselves toward you that believe, as you know how we dealt with each of you, as a father with his own children, exhorting you and encouraging you and testifying to the end you should walk worthily of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, that when you received from us the word of the message of God, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also works in you that believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the church of God in Christ Jesus, which are in Judea. For you also suffered the same things of your own countrymen, even as they did of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and do not please God, and oppose all mankind, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved. By doing so, they fill up the full measure of their sins, but God's wrath comes upon them at last. But we, brethren, having been taken from away from you for a short time in presence, but not in heart, endeavoured more eagerly to see your face with great desire, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of glorying? Are not even you before our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and our joy.